RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Swinging a high drive into center field, hits at the wall. It is gone! Cassis does it again.
Again.
It's gone! It's into the bullpen! This game is tied! This game is tied!
He swings and rips one to center field. It's high, it's deep, it's back, it's gone! Sale winds, he fires. Swing and a miss, strike three, it's over! The Red Sox have won the World Championship!
All right, we're back. Play Tessie, episode 298. It is a Who Says No Friday. Remember, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Rate 5 stars. Remember to leave comments on the podcast, on the socials, where you can find us at Play Tessie everywhere, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. Leave a comment because we're going to post a Who Says No graphic. You're either going to love it or you're going to hate it, or this episode's not going to see the light of day because the trade of involving one of these players will have already gone down by then, which is a significant fear of mine, and you'll know why when I get to the players. But first off, guys, are you ready for the first, I think it's the first, three-team Who Says No in Play Tessie history?
Ooh.
I am over the moon excited for this one.
Should we just get right into this?
Let's dive right in.
I am right now poolside in Miami.
I'm Bo Bichette. This is Who Says No on Play Tessie.
All right. Thank you, Bo. Get your pens and papers out, guys, because I'm going to need you to write this down, and we'll go through it team by team. I think I figured out the best course of action here. Okay? So in this trade, we'll start it off big. The Kansas City Royals receive Jarren Duran and Mackenzie Gore.
Oh.
The Washington Nationals, in exchange for Mackenzie Gore, receive Peyton Tolley and Franklin Arias. And the Red Sox, in exchange for Jarren Duran, Peyton Tolley, and Franklin Arias, receive Cole Reagans. Teased it a little bit on the last podcast with Bradfoe. I told you I had a little bit of Jarren Duran, Cole Reagans action coming. Didn't necessarily say that it was a three-teamer, but We can go through it team by team, but the reason this sparked is because even after acquiring multiple outfielders, the Royals reportedly still have interest in acquiring Jarren Duran. This is reported by Ken Rosenthal. We heard from the Royals GM himself, and granted, this was before acquiring either of the outfielders that they got, but he did say this, that the Royals have talked three-team deals. And we've also heard reported by Jeff Passan that the Royals have expressed interest in acquiring Mackenzie Gore, which really piqued my interest because the Royals are a team that has starting pitching to deal. Like, their GM has talked about being able to deal starting pitching for the right outfielder. So why, ask yourself, why would they be in the market for Mackenzie Gore? To me, it's they deal a pitcher, they deal maybe two pitchers, they go get Mackenzie Gore. So we can go through team by team here. The Royals, essentially, they give Cole Reagans your best pitcher, the ace of the staff. Like, I'll get into how good I think this guy is when I talk about why I think the Red Sox could potentially pay this steep of a price to do it. But the Royals, they give Cole Reagans their ace. In exchange, they get Mackenzie Gore, who has, instead of Cole Reagans 3 years of control, Mackenzie Gore has 2 years of control. So you sacrifice a little bit of talent and 1 year of control, but you get your outfielder, the guy that they want, the guy that they've been expressing interest in all offseason long, Jarren Duran. All right, that guy is in your outfield for the next 3 years. You get your guy. Why would the Nationals do it? We know that the Nationals are not just listening, but they are talking Mackenzie Gore. That has probably been the most prominently mentioned starting pitcher name in the trade market all offseason long, is Mackenzie Gore. We know that the Red Sox basically run the Nationals now, right? Paul Toboni, he's taken half this damn organization. He's brought them out to DC. Getting Peyton Tolley, that is an organization who developed his potential dream, right? Like, they shot this guy through their system. The entire system got him to the majors. Now you can bring him in to Washington, D.C. You can even play him in the bigs and let him try to develop his arsenal at the major league level, something the Red Sox cannot afford to do. And then you get Franklin Arias. We don't know how high or not high Paul Toboni and his crew that he brought over is on Franklin Arias. But if they're high on him, this is potentially an opportunity to get two top 50, maybe 100 if you're being conservative, MLB prospects for 2 years of Mackenzie Gore, who looks like a really good pitcher. But if you look deeper, like, there are some things to fear with Mackenzie Gore. And I think the Nationals would be smart to trade him and not risk potential injury, which he had last year, or a potential dip in performance. Now let's get to the Red Sox. To me, this is the biggest what if in a deal like this. I think the Royals are getting awesome value for Reagans. I think the Nationals are getting really good value for Mackenzie Gore. For the Red Sox, this is the price you pay if you love Cole Reagans as much as I do, because I love Cole Reagans. It's a steep price. You're trading not just one of your best players, you're trading your top two prospects for yes, he'd be, I believe, the co-anchor of the staff, but you're trading a lot. You look at Cole Reagans, you look at his last year, mid-4 ERA. You say, well, why would the Red Sox trade all this for him? Well, he had a 2.67 expected ERA. He was in the 100th percentile in strikeout percentage, the 95th percentile for whiff rate. And this is after dominating in 2024 and 2023. And this is my favorite stat about Cole Reagans. I'll give it to you right here. Craig Breslow, and I talked about this on the last pod, so if you listen to that, I'm sorry, I'm going to be repeating myself here. But Craig Breslow, in his introductory press conference with the Red Sox, asked about what he likes in starting pitchers, what he looks for. He says that tried and true for pitchers. What brings starting pitchers consistent success? It's, can you generate swing and miss, and can you do it in the zone? Because then you don't have to get guys to chase. You can throw strikes. You can go deep in games. You're getting swing and miss. You're not relying on defense. You're not relying on luck. You're getting strikeouts. Well, if you take all starting pitchers last year, a year in which Cole Reagans' surface numbers were not very good, but if you look last year, starting pitchers who topped 50 innings pitched, who was number one in swing and miss in the zone, percentage of swing and miss in the zone, it was Cole Reagans. Number one, 28.2% of pitches in the strike zone he got whiffs on. If you want comparison, Tarek Skubal, 24.9%, Garrett Crochet, 20.6%. So to get this guy with 3 years of control, to me, it's worth releasing the hounds. It's worth giving everything you got. If it's on the table, you go for it. You trade from that surplus. You trade from your other surplus. You go and get your guy. It's a steep price. And guys, the way I think we got to do this is take it one team at a time. So let's leave the Red Sox for last. Do the Royals say no, trading Cole Reagans and getting Jaron Duran and Mackenzie Gore?
No, they take that.
Royals probably getting the best deal. Probably getting the best deal out of anyone. They replace Reagans immediately. Gore is not as good, but still a very good left-handed pitcher, and they're getting that bat that they want. So I think that's close to a slam dunk for them. So yes, I think the Royals do it.
I agree with you guys. I think the Royals get the best end of this deal, which I think is reasonable because, in my opinion, they're giving up the best player in this deal. So, okay, let's go to the Nationals. Is Peyton Tolley and Franklin Arias enough to give up Mackenzie Gore?
Yeah. Yeah. I would say Tolley.
I think they're
unanimously top 30-ish prospect across all media. And then Arias is a little bit more controversial, but he's still a top 70, 75 prospect through every outlet. So they're getting two top 80 prospects for 2 years of Mackenzie Gore, who in reality has shown flashes, has not put a full season together of really, really good starting pitching. So yeah, I think the Nationals get super fair value there.
You could make an argument that the Nationals get the best deal. I still think it's the Royals, but for depending on how you feel about Arias, I know there's varying degrees of where he'll end up in terms of big league player. And then Tolley, Pat just explained. So I think the Nationals, I think they do this.
All right. This is, I thought you guys would say that to both of those teams. To me, this is the ultimate question is, do the Red Sox do it? Jarren Duran, Peyton Tolley, and Franklin Arias is a big, big, big price. Pat, you're shaking your head no. Why do you think the Red Sox say no here? And after you tell me why you think they say no, where do you think the borderline is?
So the best way to look at it is, or at least the way that I think about it, is the Sox are giving up the best outfield trade piece on the market in their number one and two prospects for Cole Reagans. That is so much. 3 years of control. I'm a Cole Reagans believer. I want Cole Reagans. That is so steep, especially when the other two teams are so clearly making out better than you are on paper.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
If they're also getting one of the catching prospects or high leverage reliever from the Nationals, the Royals, like now it becomes digestible. I think that trade straight up, that is a steep price, and I think the Sox say no to it.
Which is interesting you say that with the catchers, because my original version of this trade, and if you want to make it even on the trade machine, give the Red Sox one of the Royals catching, like give them Blake Mitchell.
They're not going to say
and it comes out even. But I just, to me, I think to get a Cole Reagans, you got to blow them away, which is why I did it like this. But I think if the Reds, the Red Sox know what the Royals are thinking more than we know what they're thinking. If you think he's attainable, maybe you could squeeze their heads a little bit and get a little bit more. But to me, that's a Mr. Wonderful on Shark Tank term, Pat. Don't you give me that look. Squeeze your head, pop you like a pimple. Sammy, do you think the Red Sox would screw what the Red Sox would do? Would you do this?
I don't think I would, but it is extremely close. I think the problem is, if the Red Sox were to make this trade, they have completely emptied the war chest of big trade chips, because you don't have Perales, you don't have Passmore anymore. Not that those guys were of the same level of any of the names we're talking about right now, but those were the second tier guys. All you'd have left is Connelly early, and you're not going to trade him if he's your only, top flight pitching guy left, aside from Witherspoon, who hasn't thrown a professional pitch. I agree with what Pat said. If the Royals can give the Red Sox Blake Mitchell, their second best catching prospect, because Carter Jensen has surpassed him and is good shot to win Rookie of the Year in 2026. If the Red Sox can get Blake Mitchell, then I would do it, because then your farm is not completely stripped to the bone. But this is your top two prospects and Jarren Duran for Cole Reagans, who, by the way, unbelievable, not far off from Garrett Crochet when he's at his best. But when is he at his best? He's averaging under 100 innings a year since he's been a big leaguer. And it's a little bit unfair because he wasn't full time the entire time. But the point remains, he has had injury concerns. And if there's one thing that goes wrong with Cole Reagans in this situation, it's a disaster for the Red Sox. And I know you could basically say that in any scenario where they're trading for Cole Reagans, but this is extreme. And Gordo, you might be right. This might be the only way to get Cole Reagans. And if that's true, first of all, good job. Second of all, I just can't do it. There are lesser pitchers that you could have if you're the Red Sox for a lower price, whether that's signing them as free agents or trading for them. And of course, if there's any pitcher, I think I would put Cole Reagans, I might put him above Hunter Green in terms of pitchers that I'd like to see the Red Sox acquire. Regardless, it's close. I don't know if I could see Duran and your top two prospects going for him. When the Red Sox made a similar move for Chris Sale, it was their top two prospects and then two others. There was no Jarren Duran piece. He was in the middle of his prime, fully healthy, and your team was a fucking wagon ready to win. I just don't feel like for the Red Sox right now that it would be, I don't think it would be smart, and I think it's a colossal risk. So no, I think the Red Sox say no, but I don't think you're far off at all.
Let me ask you guys a question. Would you rather the Red Sox make that trade, or would you rather see them trade, if you cut the Royals out of this trade and they just traded Toley and Arias for Mackenzie Gore straight up? Which trade would you rather see the Red Sox make?
Oh, the Reagans. I'm not high enough on Gore.
Yeah.
Gore is the type of pitcher, tons of upside, gross amount of upside. But you could totally make that argument. How much better than Connelly Early is he going to be in 2026? Like, he'll probably be better, but is it enough to warrant also giving up, you know, Toley and Arias? I don't think so. And that's not to say I wouldn't be thrilled with the Red Sox getting Mackenzie Gore. I just wouldn't overpay for him. Kind of like how I feel about Ketel Marte. Would love to see the Red Sox trade for him, but I wouldn't go crazy for him.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I think I like Mackenzie Gore. If that's the price of Mackenzie Gore, I am all set. Yeah, there's just too many question marks. He hasn't put it together. The potential's never been a thing. Even when he was in San Diego, people were raving about Mackenzie Gore. That's why he was the centerpiece of the Trey Turner. Soto. Oh, yeah. Trey Soto. Turner. That was
Can
Josiah
I ask you?
Gray.
Can I ask you, do you think, and I'm looking right now, I'm not ignoring, I'm looking at my phone because this is a very complicated trade and I've written it down. Do you think the Royals make this move if they're still getting Jaron Duran and Mackenzie Gore and they're losing Cole Reagans and Blake Mitchell? I don't know if they do.
That's the thing, is that's originally that was what I had. And I thought to myself, I was like, do I seriously think the Royals would do it? You can make the argument for it. Like, would they really let Blake Mitchell, their second best catching prospect, stand in the way of getting this outfielder that they seemingly covet, all for just a downgrade in starting pitching talent / 1 year off the deal? Like, in theory, they shouldn't. But, like, I kind of wanted to bring this one to light because I wanted to challenge Red Sox fans. Like, you want like a co-anchor for this rotation. Like, you want the Red Sox to have Crochet, Reagans, Sonny Gray, Brian Bayo as their top four, like probably the best pitching rotation in the American League if they make this trade. Well, would you go this far? Like that's kind of how I wanted to bring it. Let me ask you what the response is going to be.
Because I've been getting comments. Yeah, they're going to say you're nuts. I've been getting comments of people saying just trade Duran for Cole Reagans as if that's even close to what he's going to cost. As if you don't need to add a premier prospect or two to that trade. So I think you're going to get some undeserved heat. But at the end of the day, I think it's a great deal for Kansas City, outstanding deal for them. I think it's a very good deal for Washington. And for the Red Sox, it's an overpay. I think it's undeniably an overpay. But the thing that makes me wait on that and think a little bit is you are getting the single best player in the trade. And if Cole Reagans is who we think he is, and the Red Sox make the playoffs, and you have game one Garrett Crochet and game two Cole Reagans, you are going to be a very scary matchup for any team. So worth thinking about at least.
The truth is, it's the essence of screwing value to get your guy. Like, right.
I love that. I've been so sick of hearing everyone go like, oh, you can't do this because the value doesn't line up. At some point, you got to just say, fuck it, let's get the guy. The holdup is this is huge.
Yeah. I mean, the issue is I think it's what Pat said. Sammy, you might have said it too. It might have been, I don't know which one of you guys it was. It might have been both. But if you trade Arias and Toley and Duran and you get Reagan's, like, yeah, sure, your rotation's set, but you're still two bats short. And now you're really not in a position to make a trade. So you're going to have to be prepared to spend some money. And I'd hope they would be, but we don't know that.
And then kind of like you just said, that then parlays into, okay, you just way overpaid for Reagans. You got your guy. You don't have the pieces for a bat and you need two. So then you're parlaying that into outbidding everybody for Bichette if you can. You're banking on Eugenio Suarez to the dominoes just fall into, instead of one overpay, because it's not like they're a starting pitcher away. This isn't Chris Sale. This immediately goes from you're overpaying for Reagans, you're overpaying for your main bat, you're overpaying for a complimentary bat, and the cabin is bare.
Not to mention, you could also trade for a guy like Ryan Jeffers, but not to mention, if you get rid of Franklin Arias, your best hitting prospect, your top two Justin Gonzalez. Prospects. Yeah, neither of them are 20 years old. Gonzalez is a right-handed hitting corner infielder. Dorian Soto is 17 years old. And then after that, it's Henry Godbout, who you just drafted in 2025. So you have zilch in the name of hitting prospects after doing this. And I know I'm always the guy to be like, I don't care who the prospects are. You got to win on the field. But that is like, you're naked. Your system is butt naked.
Oh, dude. And then God forbid Marcelo gets hurt. You're fucked.
Yeah. It sucks because this is a good trade and a good idea. I just think for the Red Sox situation.
It's an overpay. It is an overpay. Yeah. It really is.
Overpaying is not always bad if you get your guy. This is just like, it's not an extreme overpay. It's just that the pieces you're working with are so valuable. And if it goes wrong, like, who knows? If you overpay for your number three starter and it goes wrong, it's like, that sucks. But this is like an ace and you're trading most of your remaining farm and Jaron Duran. It's just a lot.
Okay, one more follow-up and then we'll get out of here. So I asked you guys about the three-way trade and I asked you guys about Toley and Arias for Mackenzie Gore. Now let's take those guys out of it. Let's say the three-way trade was Duran goes to the Royals send whatever this gets complicated because the Nationals have Kybert Ruiz and now Harry Ford. So it's not like the catchers are doing a ton for them. But let's say the Royals have something that the Nationals would like, and the Royals send that to the Nationals, and the Red Sox can get Mackenzie Gore. So essentially you're trading Jaron Duran for Mackenzie Gore. Is that your favorite trade for the Red Sox from their perspective out of the three options I've given you?
Yeah, that's fine. Because You're trading from a surplus for a guy that you think could be a number two starter with some upside. So yes, I'd be cool with that.
Yes.
It'd be a tough one to pull off because I just don't know what the Royals have that the Nationals are looking for, more so than the Red Sox having things that the Nationals would be looking for. But
you also don't know, like Paul Toboni knows Jaron Duran very well. So maybe he's kind of like, Duran would be going to the Royals. So that wouldn't, right?
Yeah, Yeah, he is. Because Duran for the Nationals. Otherwise, I'd have proposed it straight up. But I just feel like Duran on the Nationals doesn't really make much sense.
Never mind. Okay, I was going to say Toboni knows him. You never know. But yeah, Yeah, I think that makes sense. It's just, it's hard to conceive without writing it down or looking at it. But off the top, yeah, like Gore for losing Duran in a three-team trade. Yes.
It makes more sense with a team that's not the Royals. We just talked with Bradfell on the last podcast about all the different teams that are in on Duran or interested in Duran. And we've talked about it a lot. So, I don't know. It's like if the Mets gave Jonah Tong to the Nationals, you know, like there's a million ways you can look at it.
Imagine how easy life would be if AJ Preller had Cole Reagans.
Oh. Dude, we'd get Cole Reagans and more. It'd be great.
Cole Reagans and Jeremiah Estrada.
We get Cole Reagans and Mason Miller for Jaron Duran.
He would trade for Leo DeVries just to trade him back to the Red Sox, like he should have done. Anyway, right, that was good, Gordo. That was good. Yeah. That was a fun. I'm excited to see how our graphics guy Sean Palmer makes this one look.
I feel like the way you got to go about it, because he usually likes to do a mix, but I feel like for the simplicity of a three team trade, you kind of got to go like column by column. I don't know.
Yeah,
like it's going to be hard. We'll see what he cooks up, but that's going to do it for Episode 298 of Playtesti, a Who Says No Friday. Appreciate you guys tuning in. PSA for updates moving forward for our episodes for the next couple of weeks. It's going to be a little bit dicey because I'm going to London and South Africa and Sammy's going to Seattle, and we're going to try and make it work. We're committed to try and do it. We have no idea how well it's going to work. I have no idea but we are going to try to make it work. And if we're not going to be able to get it to work, then we'll let you guys know, but the effort will be there on our part. So if it doesn't work, don't say we didn't try, because we're trying. That's going to do it for episode 298 of Playtesti. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Remember to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, rate 5 stars. Tell us how much you hate the Cole Reagans, the trade that's going to get you a second ace. Tell me how much you don't want him. Just tell me. Feed me your anger. But we appreciate you guys tuning in. Remember to subscribe. Remember to follow us on Playtesti, at Playtesti on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. You're going to get all of our Who Says No graphics, all of our clips, everything there. So we appreciate you guys tuning in to this one. Tell us what you think. Peace.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.